And it's that time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
And, well, a beautiful day, actually. My kind of weather. It's not really hot and humid, but it's warm.
I know. I really like this kind of day, too. Yep. I mean, it's the perfect read or visit the library day, I think. So.
Yeah, when you do get some rainy days, it's nice to go to the library, isn't it?
I think so, because we have so many different things here to offer, you know, besides the books, obviously. We've got that DVD that you could take home and watch this afternoon, you know, and things, or this evening as the weather seems to change. And then we've got magazines and newspapers, and we've got those maker kits that the kids can play with. And then there's wireless internet for all your portable devices, and just so many different things that we have to offer at the Appleton Library. It's kind of, you know, it's really a community place.
Yep, it is. It certainly is. So what's happening next couple weeks here at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we do have a program coming up now this next Wednesday night. This Wednesday night, not next Wednesday night. We are in August, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Summer's flying by.
Yes. In fact, we have Sharpie art for teens. It is so cool. I think adults would enjoy it, too.
What is that?
Sharpie. I know. It's so interesting. You take Sharpie markers, and then you can create a design or just kind of scribble random colors all over a canvas. Hmm. And then you drop droplets of 90% rubbing alcohol here and there randomly on the canvas, and it completely changes the image.
Wow.
And then it dries, you know, within minutes, because of course that's how rubbing alcohol works. It's really a neat program, and so I hope that we get a decent turnout for it. And so if you are a teen in 5th through 12th grade, or you know of a teen in 5th through 12th grade, send them on down to the Appleton Library, because we have got a wonderful program that will be at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 8th of August. Give us a call and register at 289-1681, and check out our Facebook page. I posted a couple of pictures of different Sharpie art images that I created. And it is so different. It is a really interesting art project. So that's something that, yeah, it is. It's super, super fun. So that's a program that we have coming up. And then, of course, next week, what is it but the Swift County Fair? How exciting is that?
Yahoo!
even though it's not a library program, it's still a community program, because, you know, that's what we're all about, is our community. And then we have got adult coloring coming up on the 21st of August, and that's from 1:30 to 3. Our book club will meet on the 27th of August at 5 p.m. And we're reading a book by Max Lucado called Miracle at the Coffee something or another.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. Obviously I haven't read the book yet, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, there's so many books you read, I don't know how you keep all the titles straight.
It really looks like an interesting book. It's a very light book. If you're interested in joining us, give us a call or stop in and we'll order a copy of it for you. It should be pretty good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on the 30th of August, the date I'm not really waiting for is Lynette's retirement party.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're having a retirement party for our children's librarian, Lynette Nelson. And that's on the 30th of August from 1 to 3 p.m. And, you know, of course, we all wish her well and everything, but boy, she just does a wonderful job.
Yeah, she's very creative, isn't she?
Just is. Yep. She's so creative. So she's going to be greatly missed. That is for sure.
Yep.
So those are kind of the things that we have going on, I guess, at the library for the month of August. But coming up on the 5th of September is a class on Medicare. As you know, there are a lot of different rules that are coming down the pike in 2019 that are changing a lot of Medicare rules and regulations, and how everything works. And so the Appleton Public Library has invited Senior Linkage to come and visit with us on Wednesday, September 5th and it's going to be a class on Medicare basics from 5 to 7 p.m. And I'm not sure if it'll last that long or not. I'm not sure, but if you are interested in finding out what's going to be happening, what's going to be changing, how that's going to affect you, please give us a call and register, because we really want to make sure that we do our community good service by making sure that we get all that information out. Because I guess there are a lot of plan changes that are coming in the fall of 2019.
Okay.
And then there are some that will also change in December of 2018, so that means it's going to affect January of 2019.
Okay.
And that's just what our senior linkage expert has been telling us. So keep that in mind. Give us a call at 289-1681 to register for this class, and it will be on Wednesday, September 5th at 5 p.m.
At the library?
Yes, at the Appleton Public Library.
Okay.
And so we are partnering with them to make sure that our community is aware of all these different Medicare changes.
Okay, yeah, very informative.
Yes, it should be. It should be super informative. I've talked to the representative that is going to be coming here, and she said there are a lot of changes coming up. And, you know, we live in and amongst a rural community with an older population. Myself included, I'm getting older. What can I say? But don't tell anyone.
I won't. don't look a day over 20, Cindy.
I know. That's why I like you so much, Paul. Anyway, but yeah, it's just something to be thinking about. Definitely thinking about.
Okay.
But now we've got to get into, what are we reading?
Yeah, what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there are a few new books to talk about, and so there's a couple of new fiction books. One's called Ghosted, and it's by Rosie Walsh, and it's when Eddie disappears, Sarah realizes that they did not share the truth with each other. And so it should be really quite a mysterious, interesting read. So if you're looking for something like that, you might want to check out Ghosted. Also, Thrawn Alliances by Timothy Zahn. The Star Wars thing has really been quite popular, and so there is a new Star Wars book out called Thrawn Alliances, and it's a Star Wars saga. Darth Vader and Grand Admiral Thrawn join forces to serve an emperor. And so that's something also that is kind of new. And then in nonfiction, The Russia Hoax by Greg Jarrett. The Fox News analyst makes his case for why the FBI investigation into collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia is without legal merit. Again, this is this author's opinion. And then also new in nonfiction is The Briefing by Sean Spicer, a personal account of working for Trump's campaign transition team and the Trump White House. I guess Trump is kind of all over the place right now in new books for nonfiction, huh?
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of books written.
Yes, supposedly true stories. I don't know. I guess we'll have to find some of that out by reading it. And what I'm really excited about right now is I've been reading a lot of books by Robin Carr.
Hmm.
And so if you're looking kind of for some, you know, just some really interesting reads, she writes about some different social issues, and then some of her books are kind of beachy, and some of them are all over. And so really interesting books. And so if you're looking for kind of something interesting to read, check out Robin Carr. I have just read, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 of her books in the last couple of weeks alone, because they're just really interesting reads.
All right.
So just a personal tidbit
there you
to
go.
Share.
Good. Well, how can people contact you, Cindy, or where you're located?
Well, we are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and people can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. They can visit us on Facebook. They can go to our website at Appleton Public Library, mn.webs.com. And, of course, we love it when people stop by and visit with us, because we're always, you know, looking for something interesting for people, and that we always have something interesting going on as well.
You sure certainly do. So, all right. Thanks, Cindy, for the report, and we'll talk to you next time then.
That sounds fabulous. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.